All right. Oracle's done integrated hardware and software design with the Exadata database machine. But Exadata uses standard Intel chips. Are you going to discontinue the Spark chip?
No. Once we own Sun, we are going to increase the investment in Spark. We think designing our own chips is very, very important. Even Apple is designing its own chips these days. Right now, Spark chips do some things better than Intel chips, and vice versa. For example, Spark is much more energy efficient than Intel, while delivering the same performance on a per-socket basis. This is not just a green issue, it's an economic issue. Today, database centers are paying as much for electricity to run their computers as they pay to buy their computers. Spark machines are much less expensive to run than Intel machines.
So, is that your plan, to use Spark to compete by lowering a data center's electricity bills?
No, our primary reason for designing our own chips is to build computers with the very best performance, reliability, and security available in the market. Some system features work much better if they are implemented in silicon rather than software. Once we own Sun, we'll be able to plan and synchronize new features from silicon to software, just like IBM and the other big system suppliers. We want to work with Fujitsu to design advanced features into the Spark microprocessor, aimed at improving Oracle database performance. In my opinion, this will enable Spark's Solaris open system mainframes and servers to challenge IBM's dominance in the data center. Sun was very successful for a long time, selling computer systems based on the Spark chip and the Solaris operating system. Now, with the added power of integrated Oracle software, we think they can be again.